Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Corey Heppala in for Dave Lee again this morning. Dave is back tomorrow. And back today is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Corey.
Let's start with stimulus talks. Could it be ramping back up today?
Well, I think that they've started to try to talk behind the scenes. But yesterday, a group of 50 centrist lawmakers, a bipartisan group, which includes Dean Phillips and Pete Stauber, so one Republican and one Democrat from Minnesota, were part of a group that laid out a framework for a $1.5 trillion plan to for the next coronavirus relief bill or CARES Act bill. This could be kind of the catalyst that breaks the logjam in Washington. Of course, Democrats had a much higher number than $1.5 trillion, but Republicans were at about $1 trillion in the Senate, along with President Trump. And that bill would address some of the big issues like the Popular Paycheck Protection Program for restaurants and businesses. It would add some direct support back, so stimulus checks of $1,200 back out. It'd have limited support for the hospitality industry and other industries. And really, I think that's probably what, you know, somebody in Washington needed was a new framework or a new idea for this. And I know there's a lot of people kind of waiting to see what happens. It doesn't look like any big new programs would pass in this term. The other issue in Washington is that they have to pass a continuous resolution to avoid a government shutdown here in the next couple weeks. And so they're kind of dual tracking both of these things because people feel like a government shutdown during a pandemic would be disastrous. And then secondly, there's a sense that if that happens, that kind of buys everybody time till after the results of the election are known.
Yeah, well, going back to the stimulus talks, too, it's nice to see that, you know, it's a bipartisan group and that, you know, we start over here in terms of, you know, the $1 trillion package. I think the DFL and Democrats are talking $3 trillion and then it's one. At least we're talking about this. Blois, if we look here in our community, really tragic. You know, we had the Minneapolis shooting where a 17-year-old boy was killed and he was working for a Republican congressional candidate. It doesn't sound like that was politically motivated, not that that makes it any less tragic.
No, it doesn't. But so I think we need to be, you know, aware that the gun violence in Minneapolis and violence in Minneapolis continues to be at record levels this year. And the tragedy of a 17-year-old being shot. I think Lacey Johnson, the Republican, did the responsible thing and say this has nothing to do with politics. The young man was in his neighborhood, probably doing what he did all the time, and he was shot. Similarly, there was some early, you know, buzz yesterday that they were, quote, either Republican or Trump volunteers. And my phone had some pings like that yesterday morning. I think in this heightened tension that we're all experiencing, it was very responsible for Lacey Johnson to come out and say this had nothing to do with politics. It just so happens that that was one of the things that the young man was connected to.
That's a great point. And yesterday on the show we had St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell talking about, you know, if somebody were to say, hey, look, you know, defund and dismantle, what do those words mean to you? He was very, very heated in his response. And now Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo kind of being grilled by the city council, the one that voted to dismantle.
This is where you start to say that logically the idea that the city council would press the Minneapolis police chief on why, what his plan is to deal with crime and increase crime over the summer is, it's a little baffling, Corey. The idea that we've had probably 50 more officers from Street Patrol take retirement or go on disability. We know that they have had staffing issues. We also know that Chief Arredondo asked for 400 more police officers just about a year ago. And so I would just say there's a certain amount of gall that the Minneapolis City Council has in questioning him about crime when he's laid out plan after plan after plan and they chose not to fund it. Now, I think this is where, if you look ahead, and not that we want to look past 2020 yet, but all the members of the city council and the mayor are up for re-election next year. And obviously public safety is going to be one of the top three issues that gets debated and discussed. But until then, I think Chief Arredondo is going to have to, you know, continue to press the city council for the resources he needs to keep people in Minneapolis safe.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, both those guys, Arredondo and Axtell, they're not defensive about anything. If you go to them and you're like, hey, you know, we need major reform within the police department. They're like, yes, we know, and we will work for that. And Axtell was the same way with me. And Arredondo, we've, you know, heard from him plenty of times. But it's when you start, to your point, when you start saying, hey, you know, we voted so that you don't exist, it just doesn't make much sense.
Well, here's the deal with reform is a word. It's a plan, and you need a plan. And usually reform costs money, whether it's in business, whether it's in government, et cetera. And so even if the extra resources didn't go to police officers, it's very clear that there are more resources, i.e. money, needed in Minneapolis to fight crime. I don't necessarily have a different concept than police, but those who do need to step up, clearly articulate them and sell them to the public, because people aren't buying what they're trying to sell right now, which is the defund, dismantle, which, by the way, full disclosure, they've totally backed off of using those words, even in Minneapolis. So the words matter, because the public reaction, not just in Minneapolis, but elsewhere, was extreme.
Yeah. Great stuff, Blois. Where can people sign up?
Corey, they just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and they can sign up right there.
Awesome. Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Thanks,
hey,
Blois.
Breaking news. Biden and Trump are not going to appear together.
Is that? Now, so that's official.
Yep, that's official.
Okay. Thanks.
I know you millennials are hopeful of that, but it's not going to happen.
I've got one more day. I can try. Thanks, Blois. It's 627.